when we talk about values, and when people talk about values, they mostly talk about surface values. And there is a nice metaphor describing this. And it's the metaphor of an iceberg floating on the ocean. And what we perceive as values when we talk about them, it's just the tip of the iceberg that comes out of the water.
And here's on our on slide number 112. Here's our ship sailing along, and the voice coming out of the ship says, "Aye, aye, Captain Bligh, follow in orders without question be the only ethical way for a seaman," says I. "Agree, Mr. Christian?" And those are all surface values. Now, surface values include those things which are tangible. These are not in your notes, so we'll have to write these down. Surface values include those things which are tangible.
Include our traditional value talk when we teach NLP about values. That's included in the surface.
Tangible issues are things like actions. How do they behave? They're icons. What kind of icons do they have? Icons include what kind of clothing do they wear?
Is the truth that one holds self-evident?
That includes the objects that they possess, the events that they have, the behaviors they have, fashions and lifestyles. These are all part of the surface values, which are tangible.
Morals and standards.
Now, the intangible values, which are beneath the surface, include things like ideas, beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, trends, ethics, and norms. These are all more intangible, and you can't really get at these unless you interview the people or talk to them. You can see, however, if somebody's a values level 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, by looking at the tangible values that they express in their behavior.
Which proves again that what people think is not the same thing on how people think.
Now, like an iceberg, below the water, there are additional values that are not immediately obvious. And these are deep values systems which have DNA-like cores, according to the National Value Center. And these are actually below the waterline, beneath the water that we can't see. And they called these values memes. Now, I have to explain to you what the word meme means. So could you listen for just a moment as to the meaning of the word meme?